what he went through last year? What have you been able to take from him?
Pretty much thing I take him is play hard all the time, man. He a hard-nosed type of guy, and he give 100% everything he do in the weight room. I mean, this is a guy, you talking about a guy that's doing extra reps, you know, when some guys are struggling to get all the reps they supposed to do. And when I first came in, he was one of the guys that, you know, I kind of keyed in on as a guy that I was going to kind of, and quote-unquote, follow, you know, and a guy that I was going to kind of, you know, stick behind him because I knew he was going to do the right thing. I knew he was going to go hard every time and give me a good effort. Oh, honestly, I just been focusing on my job, you know, alone. I'm trying to, you know, find out where I fit in. I'm just trying to do everything the coach asked me to. You know, they put me in when they feel like, you know, they want me to get some work, and they take me out when they think I'm tired. So it's pretty much just me doing my job. And you know, that rotational thing or who's going to start, all that stuff fall in place, you know, when the season come around and when training camp come around, and you really get a chance to prove yourself.
You never know.
I mean, to me, it meant a lot to be a part of this organization in general. You know, coming to the Denver Broncos, man, to me was a dream come true. They gave me the opportunity to not only be a first-round pick, but the opportunity to compete to win right away. So, you know, they was a great team before I got here. So, the only thing I can do is come in and work as hard as I can every day to help us get better, you know, from the inside, from a defensive tackle position. The biggest thing I knew about the NFL, I knew it was a different game in the trenches. I knew it was a grown man game. I knew guys were going to be a lot stronger and the game was going to be played a lot faster. And that's pretty much what it has been over the last 3 weeks. You know, I have had a chance to go with the ones the past week, and it's been exactly what I expect. You know, guys have been a lot stronger, a lot quicker, and it's, you got to focus more on technique than you can athleticism and talent. It's not that – to me, it's not a big difference mentally because at the end of the day, it's a game of football. So you go out there and you got a job. Your job is to beat the man in front of you and tackle the ball, carry or get to the quarterback. You know, that's pretty much all it's football. You know, it's just different level. For me, it's just like going from high school to college. The guy's going to be stronger and faster, so you got to adjust.
Kevin Vickerson was saying one thing for you is making sure you use your hands against those double teams. He said when you do, he's seen you dominate. Do you feel like – that's the main thing you need to get better at?
Oh, definitely. You know, I feel like I can get better in a lot of areas, but that's one thing I need to work on is using my hands more. I'm kind of reading the play before I react to it. I'm used to being in college where I can kind of read what a guy's doing, whereas here they can kind of hide what they're doing, and they can kind of make you think they're doing one thing and they do another. So while I'm reading one thing, you know, while I'm reading and I'm trying to react to that play, something like that, you know, they run a different play, and it just kind of catch me off balance. So that's something I've been working on, watching as much film as I can and just trying to better myself to be able to pick up keys. And when I can't pick up keys, to just play my technique.
Do you see yourself getting better every day when you watch tape?
I definitely see myself getting better every day. I see myself every day. I say, okay, something that I didn't do as well the day before, I feel myself getting better. So it's a steady progress. I'm going to get better every day. And to me, it all starts in the weight room with Coach Lou. Yeah, it does, man. You know, I think about it pretty much every day. You know, I just kind of think about where my life went and the turnaround that I made in my life. And like I said, it's a blessing to be here, and I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity I get because I want to continue to rise.
Thank you.